Application-Oriented College English Course Book 4
应用型大学英语综合教程第四册由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版
Unit 1 Part 1 Language Skills Development 1. Starter
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear.
Look, her face is turning blue, and she is having trouble breathing. We must do a tracheotomy operation.
I think so too, but we don't have a scalpel, nor do we have a sterile operating area. What can we do about it?
Please find me a switchblade.
Will it work? Here you are.
Let's have a try. It's working.
My mother-in-law is still not breathing. My son has a tracheotomy tube with him. Maybe it can help her.
Great. Give it to me.
A moment later.
I'm in. We did it.
She's starting to breathe now. And the color is returning to her cheeks. Thank you so much.
Make sure she has a good rest back at home, and pay attention to her diet.
Okay, thanks.
2. Text, Divine Intervention by Kathy Free. Dr. Rob Ball was craving a hot turkey dinner and a slice of apple pie after a hectic week treating patients with sore throats and ear infections at his family practice. The 52-year-old physician was ready for a night of home cooking and fellowship at his church's annual fundraising dinner. Stepping inside the crowded gym at St. John's United Church of Christ, Ball and his family found a long line of people waiting to be seated. He wasn't surprised. The turkey feast had become a popular event in Makena, Illinois, attended by hundreds from the surrounding Chicago suburbs. Many weren't even members of the congregation. They'd simply heard about the good food and were willing to pay $10 to heap their plates and help pay for the church's new community center. Ball and his wife, Dana, and their son, Kyle, 14, went every year. After sitting down, Ball had barely placed his napkin in his lap when he heard a commotion on the other side of the room. Help! A woman shouted. Does anybody know how to do the Heimlich? Jumping up from the table, the doctor could see a white-haired woman slumped over in her chair. I'm a doctor. What's going on? Ball said to the group gathered around 76-year-old Pat Rohrer. My mother-in-law choked on a piece of turkey, answered a frantic Colleen Rohrer. We've tried the Heimlich maneuver, but it's not working. Ball reached around Pat's abdomen and pulled sharply upward with his fists. Nothing happened. Moving quickly, he lifted Pat up and onto the floor to get her into a better position. Twice again he tried the Heimlich, but she still didn't respond. This can't be happening, Ball thought. He worried he wouldn't be able to help her. Looking up, he recognized Steve Hoblin, a nurse from the hospital near his office. Steve, stick your fingers down her throat and see if you can sweep anything out, he said. Hoblin reached in and pulled out a small piece of turkey. But Pat still wasn't breathing. In fact, she was rapidly turning blue. Apparently, some food was still lodged in her throat. Ball knew he needed to do something drastic and fast to get air into her lungs. His only chance was to perform an emergency tracheotomy. Call 911 and get me a sharp knife, he shouted. His wife ran to the kitchen and Hoblin handed over his pocket knife. Ball had never done the operation before. He flashed back to the only time he'd seen one performed, during his residency 20 years earlier. That procedure had been done in a sterile, controlled environment by expert surgeons. How was a family doctor supposed to accomplish the same thing at a church dinner with a dull pocket knife? He was relieved to see that his wife had found a clean paring knife. Taking a deep breath, Ball carefully cut a small slit in Pat's neck. As blood poured from the wound, he broke into a sweat, but Ball knew it was too late to stop. 2 or 3 precious minutes had already passed. She couldn't survive much longer without oxygen. Ball figured he had about 45 seconds to save her life. Oblivious to the crowd breathlessly watching him work, Ball steadied his hands and continued, but the knife wouldn't cut deep enough. Out of nowhere, a man handed Ball a switchblade. It had a tapered point, nice and sharp, with a 3-inch blade that locked securely in place. Ball quickly finished the cut. Then, as if she were reading his mind, Colleen handed him a tracheotomy tube. Her son, Sean, Pat's grandson, has a severe lung condition and needs a tube to keep his airway clear, but he could manage without it for an hour or so. Pat was turning bluer by the second. Colleen helped Ball gently push the tube into Pat's trachea. Seconds ticked by like minutes, but the pair worked calmly, with precision. Just like a surgical team, thought the doctor. I'm in, he said once the tube was finally in place. But the crisis was far from over. Ball needed to resuscitate the unconscious woman. Fortunately, her family never went anywhere without an emergency kit containing a manual resuscitator bag, just in case Sean had trouble breathing. Colleen clicked the bag onto the tube and pumped. Within seconds, Pat Rohrer started breathing, and the color returned to her cheeks. As paramedics rushed in and took over, Ball stood up, trembling. He certainly hadn't anticipated anything like this when he left his job as a social worker to go to med school. I'm not terribly religious, Ball says now, but I know now that God goes to turkey dinners at churches. To take a doctor who only half knows what he's doing and give him the right tools, I don't know how I recalled what I needed to do. To me, there's no explanation but divine intervention. Maybe so, but Howard Stevens, assistant chief of the Mokena Fire Protection District, was quick to point out, without Dr. Ball, this lady wouldn't have made it. Now that her grateful mother-in-law is back at home, with no signs of infection from the switchblade surgery, Colleen says, "We are so thankful that in this age of lawsuits, Dr. Ball was willing to put himself on the line. He just stepped up and did what had to be done." Later that November night, after returning from the hospital, Rob Ball found another job that needed to be finished. He strolled into the church kitchen and rolled up his sleeves. Divine intervention doesn't usually come into play, he says, when it's time to do the dishes.
New words.
Divine.
Intervention.
Feast.
Congregation.
Commotion.
Slumped.
Choke.
Frantic.
Maneuver.
Abdomen.
Apparently.
Drastic.
Tracheotomy.
Pocket knife.
Residency.
Surgeon.
Pear.
Slit.
Oxygen.
Breathlessly.
Switchblade.
Tapered.
Blade.
Trachea.
Surgical.
Resuscitate.
Unconscious.
Manual.
Resuscitator.
Click.
Med.
Grateful.
Lawsuit.
Proper nouns.
Rob Ball.
Mokena.
Illinois.
Dana.
Kyle.
Heimlich.
Pat Rohr.
Colleen Rohr.
Steve Hoblin.
Sean.
Howard Stevens.
6. Practice. Listening.
Listen to a passage and answer the following questions.
How does heat stroke occur? Heat stroke can occur if the body is exposed to prolonged high temperatures. In such a situation, the body attempts to cool itself by increasing the blood flow to the skin, leaving less blood for the brain, muscles, and other organs. Then muscles feel weaker and mental capacity is affected. If not properly managed, the condition can be deadly. Most common symptoms. High body temperature. A body temperature of 104 degrees Fahrenheit, or 40 degrees Celsius, or higher, is the main sign of heat stroke. Cessation of sweating. This is often one of the first signs that your body temperature is too high. Hyperventilation. Your breathing may become too rapid and prolonged. Rapid heart rate and pulse. While your blood pressure usually remains normal, your pulse may increase to around 130 beats a minute, above the normal level for adults, 60 to 100 beats a minute. Neurological symptoms. You may have seizures, lose consciousness, slip into a coma, hallucinate, or have difficulty speaking or understanding what others are saying. Treatment. The main focus of treatment is to lower the body temperature. Different techniques can be used. If you think you have the early symptoms of heat stroke, first try to cool yourself and replenish your water and salt levels. If your condition has progressed, seek immediate medical attention. Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Going through customs. Charles is visiting the U.S. He is going through customs. Read and listen to the dialogue. Then, complete the following table. May I see your passport, please?
Here is my passport, and this is the declaration form.
What is the purpose of your visit to the United States?
Business. I have a trade convention to attend in Chicago.
This visa is good for 2 weeks. Do you intend to stay longer than that?
No. I will fly back 12 days from now.
And you will do some traveling while you are here?
Yes, I want to spend a couple of days in New York. I have some friends there.
What do you have in the bag, Mr. Lee?
Just my cameras, clothes, and some books.
You're not carrying any food with you today?
Nope.
Okay, Mr. Lee, this is just a routine check. Would you mind opening the bag for me?
All right.
You have 3 cameras. Are you a photographer?
Yes, I am. But my company makes cameras, and 2 of these are for our display.
I see. And what's in this bag?
Egg tarts.
I thought you said you didn't have any food with you today.
I thought you meant vegetables and meat when you asked me. Things like that. I don't have any vegetables.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lee. Egg tarts are food, too. We will have to confiscate them.
Confiscate?
Yes. We will have to dispose of them.
It's too bad. They are delicious.
I know. 1 out of every 3 travelers from your country seems to be carrying them. They're being smuggled in by the thousands.
Oh, well, not by me.
No, not today at least. Enjoy your visit to the United States, Mr. Lee.
Thank you.
New words.
Tart.
Smuggle.
2. Pair work. Talking about going through customs. Reference answer.
I'm going to America next week. I'd like to know what I can carry with me. Do my belongings have anything to do with my visa? I've got an F1 visa.
Well, it isn't a matter of visa, but one of rules and regulations.
I wonder if you could tell me more about that.
Sure. You are supposed to follow the rules and regulations of American customs to the letter.
What does that mean exactly?
You are not supposed to smuggle things into America. Also, you're not allowed to carry food or agricultural products with you.
Can't I take egg tarts with me? You know, they're my favorite. Besides, they won't hurt anybody.
They are still food. Remember that it's illegal to carry food with you through American customs. If you violate the law, you'll face serious punishment.
I see. The law is the law. Each country has its own laws. There's no excuse for us to violate them.
Sure. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
You can say that again.
3. Text. Chinese tourists' bad behaviors to be curbed.
Chinese tourists' bad behaviors to be curbed. With more and more Chinese tourists traveling abroad, other countries are becoming increasingly uncomfortable when confronting Chinese tourists' bad behaviors. China National Tourism Administration has released a list of do's and don'ts for citizens intending to travel abroad. The move aims to promote civilized behaviors among Chinese travelers and restore the country's image, which has been tarnished by the behavior of some Chinese tourists, according to Xinhua News Agency. On September the 22nd, China National Tourism Administration exposed 10 sorts of bad behaviors: littering, spitting, snatching bus seats, queue jumping, taking off shoes and socks in public, speaking loudly, bad temper and cursing, and smoking in non-smoking areas. Are listed in the frequent bad behaviors of Chinese citizens who travel abroad. According to several rumors, the nation's relevant departments are prepared to update the passport law, punishing those who badly behave in other countries and damage Chinese tourists' image, and restrict them from leaving the country again. In recent years, some Chinese citizens' bad habits have severely damaged China's image as a nation of etiquette, causing huge concern and criticism from both home and abroad, said Li Xiaoman, an official from the Spiritual Civilization Office. According to the newspaper, a report about tourists' bad behaviors at Hong Kong Disneyland opening day astounded top officials. They asked the relevant departments to help improve citizens' manners. Li Xiaoman indicated that China will initiate a project to improve the situation in 3 years. A civil servant from the State Intellectual Property Office, who once went abroad, told that, besides the common bad habits like spitting, what startled him was group activity and loud speaking. Chinese people like to act in a group. Tens of people move together, talking and laughing and taking up a whole bench when they rest, he said. Foreign restaurants are very quiet, even when they are full of guests. People keep their voice low enough to just let the talking partners hear. But many Chinese people speak very loudly, totally ignoring others' feelings and privacy, he added. Bai Yang, a Taiwan scholar, has written a typical example in his book, The Ugly Chinese. Two Guangdong people talked on a street in America. Local people thought they were going to fight and call the police. But when the police came and asked what they were doing, they said, "We are just whispering." This mirrors the view of Shanghai scholar Zhu Dake, who thinks the noisy behavior indicates that Chinese people lack the sense of public manners. A student in Britain said, "Chinese people always like to take photos everywhere, even where photos are strictly prohibited. He said this could lead British people to comment that Chinese are simple or behave bizarrely. We're going to improve the inner being of every Chinese citizen. Travel issue is a breaking point. Those who travel abroad usually have money and high social status. We'd like to start with them, said another official from Central Spiritual Civilization Office. According to him, the office was discussing details of tourism guides and behavior regulation with 8 central departments, including the Ministries of Foreign Affairs, Commerce, Public Security, Construction, Transport, and the National Tourism Administration. But the official denied the rumors that measures will restrict offenders from going abroad. We haven't heard such kind of proposals. A professor suggested that governments should classify and ban the worst offenders from travel, thus enabling travel agencies to control and supervise tourists' behavior by promoting responsible actions at the start of tours. Among the guidelines for Chinese travelers are to not litter, not talk loudly, respect queue order, be polite in public places, and observe the ladies first rule, with spitting sitting top of the bad habits. The number of Chinese traveling overseas has rocketed in recent years as many in the nation of 1.3 billion people become wealthier. Chinese tourists made 31 million trips abroad last year, with that number expected to rise to 100 million by 2020.
New words.
Curb.
Confront.
Release.
Move.
Civilized.
Restore.
Tarnish.
Snatch.
Curse.
Rumor.
Restrict.
Etiquette.
Astound.
Initiate.
Startle.
Mirror.
Lead.
Bizarrely.
Being.
Deny.
Offender.
Classify.
Ban.
Supervise.
Rocket.
Proper nouns.
China National Tourism Administration.
Xinhua News Agency.
Li Xiaoman.
Spiritual Civilization Office.
Hong Kong Disneyland.
The State Intellectual Property Office.
Bai Yang.
The Ugly Chinese.
Zhu Dake.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Ministry of Commerce.
Ministry of Public Security.
Ministry of Construction.
Ministry of Transport.